Let's get the March meeting of the Land Bank Corporation and order. Let's do approval of minutes. Do I have a motion?
Oops,
I can move that. This is Tammy.
Or Jack second.
Okay.
Any changes or any updates? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried. We're talking next is our presentation from Bonadeo, the audit.
Good morning, everybody. It seems like we have a lot of people in a lot of different places today. I hope everyone's doing
story of life.
Yeah, right. It's the life right now, right? We're all in different places. I don't think I've been back to the office more than, I don't know, 20 or so times in the last year. And I can't believe we're coming up on a year for this already. But I want to thank everybody for their help during the audit. The first order of business would be the required communications letter. Do you guys want me to share my screen or do you have it in front of you?
Can you share your screen?
I certainly can. The host needs to allow me to.
That you, Amanda?
She's working out.
Okay.
Go ahead and try now.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right. Just let her exit.
Yes.
What I have here. So this is the required communications letter, and professional standards require that we talk to you all about a few things at the conclusion of the audit. And basically, in summary, what this says here, there were no new accounting policies adopted for the land bank during 2020. None of the big GASBs that are upcoming really affect you. Maybe down the road, there might be some that do, but at this point in time, they don't. It talks to your important accounting estimates, and those would be the two big ones of inventory and in-kind services with the county. It talks to some important financial statement disclosures within your audit, and there aren't really anything that's sensitive to you all. Those would be the big ones if you had like debt or, you know, other post-employment benefits like the county would have, but you don't have anything very, very sensitive to any valuations. I'm pleased to report we had no difficulties in performing our audit procedures. Attached to this letter are a list of corrected misstatements. And what we mean by misstatements, there were some adjustments that we do during the audit. You guys are very, very new. And we've had inventory adjustments for the past few years. So if you look at the adjustments that are attached to this letter, you'll see that's what they are. And we also had no disagreements with management during the audit process. The next thing I will talk about would be the actual draft of the financial statements. The first main piece to this is the auditor's opinion. You all have an unmodified auditor's opinion. That's the highest opinion you can receive. And what it really says is that your financial statements present fairly in all material respects to the underlying records. So basically nothing to report here. The other main piece to this, and I'll scroll real fast to the end. This is the yellow book opinion. This opinion is on internal, or not opinion, I apologize. This report is on internal control over financial reporting and compliance with laws and regulations, basically. We do not give an opinion on your internal controls. What we do is we gather information and we use them for planning and performing our audit procedures. But should something come to our attention that rose to the level of a material weakness, which is the most pervasive, or a significant deficiency, which is less, but we would report it here, that's where these would go. Pleased to report you don't have anything to report here as a material weaknesses, and there are no noted significant deficiencies. I'm going to scroll back real fast to the MD&A, which is kind of the easiest area to see what happens year over year in your financial statements. If you look at the assets, liability, and then what's left over your net position, you'll see that your current assets are growing, your current liabilities are growing. What's really happening there, you have more inventory and you have some unearned grant revenue that you've received. So you haven't really done anything to earn that revenue yet. You haven't spent it. So those are growing year over year. And that's what's in your balance sheet. If you look at your operations, what you'll see is that your grant revenue is getting larger. Those are those new enterprise grants. Your operating expenses are staying relatively the same as you work on these properties and get them ready for sale, but you're getting more funding from these grant revenue sources to help with the repairs and buildings of these properties. And so what you'll see is that your change in net position, what you've increased your net position by, is growing year over year. And as you get to be a larger corporation, you'll see that this will grow over time. So I think this year you gained two properties, sold one, and you have some larger properties in your inventory, you know, some that are valued around 80 to 100,000. So that's what's really increasing your inventory. You just see the growth year over year in the entity. There is a management letter attached. Do you all want me to actually go into depth in that, or have you read it and have any questions?
Could you please go over it?
Absolutely. All right, so the management letter, communications of other matters, they're not findings, they're not material weaknesses or significant deficiencies. They're either just internal control items or they're items that we believe you should just.
That's so funny.
So one reoccurring. One of the reoccurring comments is that in-kind services. I believe that we've gotten better at this, but there are still certain items that aren't being tracked specifically. What we're just saying is make sure that you have documentation for all in-kind services that the land bank is receiving so that you have a basis on how you're valuing that. The next one is the inventory valuation. As you grow, you're going to get and acquire more properties. So the entity, this is your main existence. This is your main purpose for being. So as you grow, you're going to need to create a process by which you inventory these properties. How are you going to value them? How are you going to get them into your financial statements? This should be something that you all do and not something that gets adjusted at year end. So what we're saying is, time to look at this. You're getting bigger, you're growing, time to get a policy and a procedure in place on how you value these items that you're putting in your financial statements. And the last one is the board member fiduciary duties and responsibilities. I believe there was one new board member that hadn't yet signed the fiduciary responsibilities when they were sworn in. I believe that's all maybe done as of now. But just remember, you know, the requirements of the public authorities law that all members sign these fiduciary duties and responsibilities. There's also the training that has to go on. So we look at these things every year to make sure that they're happening. And this just, I believe, is probably part of the turnover that was happening during the year. But I believe it's done now. Those are all three comments. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Does anybody
have any questions?
I'm good. Thanks, Heather. I think we're okay unless somebody has any questions.
All right. Well, if you don't
Thank you so much, Heather.
Have a wonderful
Thank you,
day,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Heather.
This is Tammy. I think we usually vote to accept the audit report. Is that correct? I would make that motion to accept.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Jack.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Aye. If not, all motion is carried and we've accepted the audit. Great. Next on the agenda is Treasurer's Report. Mitch?
I sent the Treasurer's Report out.
You turn that on, Mitch. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Just a quick note here. You can see that we had two good sized deposits, which obviously brings our ending unrestricted balance up to a healthy amount that I don't think the land bank's seen before.
Any comments or questions? That's a good thing.
Right? Correct.
That's my brand new
plug. Oh, so there's a comment from the peanut gallery.
That's me.
So we don't have to approve the treasurer's report, right?
Right.
No.
Okay. So if there's no questions, we'll go on to the annual attestations.
This is just a reminder that Amanda had sent out the required forms earlier in February. So just wanted to make sure that everybody signs those and fills those out. That was a notation in the management letter from Bonadio and certainly want to be compliant going forward.
Anybody have a problem or a question about that? So make sure we get that done before the next meeting. So I do have a question. Do we have the new member, I think it might be Ray, about the fiduciary sign up and training? Do we have an update, Ray?
No, I got that in email here just about a week and a half ago. So I can go back and I guess just print it out and sign it. I'm not sure. As far as training, do I go through any training or anything, or I just I print it out and sign it? Is that all I need to do?
Can you send Ray the link to the training?
Yes, I can, Hilda.
And Ray, just to let you know, this, unless it's a different person, this person, I think it's a canned training, but she talks really, really fast, so you have to really listen to her.
There's a link on the email?
No. We just sent the forms out.
Where do I find the link for the training?
I'll send it to you, Ray.
Okay.
Ray, I'm not sure if you're on any other boards governed by the authority's budget office. If you are, you may have already received that training. If not, it's just a pretty quick thing, hour long generally, that the authority's budget office requires all board members.
Well, of course, I'm being the mayor, I'm on the village board, so.
Yeah, it's a little bit different training. It's more if you're on another local development corporation board.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay, Chris will get that to you.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Chris.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, project updates, Chris.
First one on the list is the Pulteney property on County Route 74. Since the last meeting, that has gone onto the market with Maggie Horan as our realtor. From emails that have been floating around the last few days, there has been some pretty good interest in that home. One person was only a few hundred dollars over the income limits, but Danielle did state that the new ones are coming out April or May, Danielle?
Yeah, they should be out in April.
April, okay. So, yeah. You know, that hopefully that.
Sorry.
No, sorry, go ahead.
There was 15 showings, and Maggie has asked that person that was a couple hundred dollars off to go ahead and please fill out the application and that it would be presented to the board. And then Enterprise can make a decision They've told us before that if you're that close, please submit that application. And then they have three more showings this weekend. So it's very hot property.
A lot of interest. That's great.
Yeah, I would assume that Enterprise would be interested in, you know, going with the offer that's a couple hundred dollars over. So we definitely want to present that.
Sure. Yeah.
So the new guidelines that are coming out, do you think the numbers are going to, the income requirements will be different?
It's hard to say. I mean, they don't vary much typically year to year. Sometimes they might go up $1,000. Sometimes they might go down $1,000. I mean, the big thing for us is calculating annual income isn't as easy as what one might think. So we always recommend that they send it to us. Let us do the calculation because there might be something that maybe they're including or miscalculating. So we really want to see all offers and then, you know, let the land bank decide that no, they are over income. That way we have all offers on the table and have a better picture of who is applying for the property.
So somebody's going to ask them to go ahead and fill out the application, right?
Yeah, the realtor has asked them to.
Beautiful.
Next one on the list is the State Route 54 property. Don't really want to go into too much discussion on that, but maybe Jen can chime in that there's just a notice.
Yeah, we won't go into any detail. If anybody wants detail, we can do an executive session because this is in litigation. Nothing really has happened since the last meeting, except for there is a date with the court, which hasn't happened yet.
All right.
Yes, Lisa Karachi from Habitat for Humanity is here. I have sent out the proposal that she put together, I believe, in February, that highlights two properties in the Corning area. So I'll let Lisa explain how this would work.
So the proposal that I sent out, we are currently rehabbing. There's two separate properties in Corning that we're already working on, and it would be an opportunity for partnership where the balance of the enterprise grant that's left over could be used towards those properties. And then once we close the properties and sell them, then the land bank would get back whatever they invested in each of those individual properties. I don't know what level of detail you want, but one we're about 50% done with right now. That one's on 3rd Street in Corning, but there's still a couple big ticket items that need to be addressed that some of that $80,000 could be used towards. And then the second property is on Park Avenue, and there's what we were proposing to use the funds for would be the contractor portion of it. So it needs a new roof, and there's some foundation issues that need to be addressed. The timeline for both of those projects, 3rd Street, we are projecting to close in April, May timeframe, probably realistically more like May. And then the Park Avenue property will be our next rehab, and we would finish it by the end of the year.
But the rehab portion would be completed by our June 1st deadline.
Oh, that's right.
Park Avenue.
Okay. That would be
that was at the end of June.
Yeah, I forgot. It didn't matter if it was closed by your deadline, but we would be able to expend the funds in plenty of time.
So comments from
which property is 271 Park? Where is it on Park Ave? I'm trying to visualize.
It's sort of right across the street from the second entrance to Denison Park.
Okay.
It's on the right side of the street. There's a little side street that runs right alongside it. So there's off street parking back behind the property, and right next door is a house that was just redone. And then right next door to that is an empty lot now where I think there was a fire and that house was torn down.
And those two blocks down there are the Corning Housing Partnership.
I know where it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's a white house. I can send pictures. I
can look it up on the maps. I just.
And the Corning Housing Partnership has done about four projects in those two blocks as well. So, you know, there is leverage there, you know, that would, it could be used for future grants, you know, leveraging the CHP, the land bank, in-kind donations, as well as their AHC grant, always looks good for future funding.
Yeah. I think in the proposal, I put the total leverage that you'd be able to report on, I think between the two of them, it was like over 100,000. So between our grant funding, the Corning Housing Partnership, and our in-kind resources.
Yeah, you said 145.
Yeah.
Not to mention that this house on Park Avenue is certainly in a very hot spot in the area. People drive through it all day long and all night long.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've noticed, but we had signage made. It got put up on the East Washington Street property this week, and we'll move that sign onto each of those properties. And the land bank logo is on there as part of the partnership. So it is a very high visibility area, that the property on Park Avenue.
So my opinion is this collaboration is kind of a no-brainer. I mean, it allows us to utilize funds to meet a deadline to rehab two properties that, you know, need it. I don't know why we wouldn't be interested in doing this.
Sure. If we don't do it, the funds expire and aren't spent. So, you know, two properties, like you said, it's a no-brainer.
Yep.
And obviously Enterprise doesn't require acquisition, so that helps move it along quicker in this way.
This is a great partnership with the community agency that really we want to work with.
And obviously the income guidelines would be met through Enterprise with the buyers that she would bring.
And it's getting those properties back on the tax rolls with people that are able to manage and giving them a home that they may not have had otherwise. So it's a win-win for everybody. So do we need a motion for this?
A motion allowing me to enter into an agreement with Habitat.
I'll move it.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So any more discussion on this? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. Great job. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, guys.
Next on the list are the two properties that are slated for demolition. We have received through Squire's office the executed purchase offers on both. So they're moving along on their end to obtain title. And at completion of the day yesterday, Danielle had received the RFPs for demo on this. On these properties, both as singular properties and then as a package deal. So, Danielle, can you speak to that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did send out to about six different companies. We always try to find new vendors to send to every time we do an RFP. So we did receive three responses back. One of them was from Durable Demolition. They quoted $45,000 for a combined price, which is way outside of our scope and what we typically see for this. So they're one of our newer vendors that has bid, and I'm wondering if they just don't understand all of the different in-kind donations that the county provide, even though it's listed in the RFP. That's just obviously way too much for what we were anticipating. MJR bid as well. Obviously we've used him for all of our demolitions in Steuben County. His was $75.50 for one property, $96.30 for one. He did not do a discount for getting both properties, so his total price was $16,580. And then we also sent it to LCP. So we use them a lot in Chemung County. They've done all of our demos in Chemung. They quoted $9,000 for each property, but gave a really, really great discount for doing both properties. So their pricing came out to $15,400 to do both of the properties. So while each individually would have been more than MJR, their combined price was over $1,000 less. I have sent out to two different companies for air monitoring quotes. So I sent that to Can-Am and Paradigm. Typically, I'm going to say less than $2,000 for each property for air monitoring. And that's way on the high end for these homes. But I don't know if there's any questions or discussion on the bids that we received.
And your experience with this other company, Danielle from Chemung, has been positive, because we have track record with the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Working with LCP, they have been wonderful. You know, their work has always been really well, so we have no complaints with them.
Yeah, we probably demoed 5 or 6 properties with them by now.
Okay.
We need to get phase one environmental as well on these, Danielle.
Yes, I do have that budgeted. I was waiting until we had title, until I ordered that. So if we have a date on when we will own them, I'm happy to get that process started.
Danielle, I didn't write down the company that had the $16,500 quote. Are they a Steuben County company?
Yeah, they're out of Hornell. It's Jacob Rose.
They've done other Steuben County demos for us in previous years, and they were great too.
Who's the other company from? Chemung?
So they're actually out of Vestal.
Oh, okay. Now, these two properties we're talking about are here in Addison, 44 Upper Farnham and 115 Front.
That is correct.
I did get a call. And the owner of a part owner of 115 Front wanted to know when he might receive his check.
Yep, and Mayor Walsh, like I said, we should have title by the next meeting, and then obviously he'll have proceeds as soon as that goes out, and you know, Danielle can look at the phase one process of these homes as well.
Okay.
So do we have to decide which contractor we go with for the demolition now? I mean, I'd like to see people from Steuben County get the job, but it's a little more money, but not a lot more money.
Yeah, especially if the other one's from Vestal.
Yeah.
That's why.
We would have to go with the low bidder on this, Hilda.
Okay.
And it would be nice if we could get a motion to accept the bids, and then we can keep everything in motion on these.
So do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll move it. I'll second it.
whichever Amanda writes down.
Yeah, right. Any more discussion about this? So the demolitions, once we decide on the contractor and get all of that in place, how long do you think it'll be before we get this, actually, these properties demolished?
There's obviously a little bit of coordination since we need to work with DPW on scheduling that time. But I mean, really, once we have title, a phase one might take a couple of weeks. You have the 10-day notification to the state that you have to do for the demolition. But I mean, there's no reason that they can't be down end of April, May timeframe, just depending on what DPW's schedule is.
So we should be okay schedule-wise?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yes. And Ray, I'm not that familiar with the market in Addison. I mean, do you think these would be desirable for redevelopment on the open market, or are they large enough, do we know, to per code to redevelop?
Yeah, they're both large parcels.
Okay.
Yeah, especially the one on Front Street there. If I'd have known a little bit sooner, if we could have acted on this a little sooner, I had somebody pretty well good to go if we'd had it demoed demoed. She was ready to build something there for a physical therapy building, but she bought another property on Front Street. So also be advised, for you that don't know, it's commercial, and right next door is a brand new, well, it used to be Acorn, but now it's a Quick Fill.
Yeah, so we may have some phase one issues being next to a gas station, but hopefully not.
Yeah, and the other about 20 years old.
We talked about that.
It used to be Addison Farm Supply before that, so.
And the Upper Farnham is in a residential neighborhood. Do you have families, any families in Addison, if that was an option?
We do. We have one family that's ready to go right now that we were going to develop. We have that other piece of property in Addison. We were going to develop that and slated to have it done by the fall. So
at the Baldwin property, Ames property.
Sure. If you can figure out addresses on
the Tuscarora, one of the three,
the one that you guys did the demo on.
Sure. Yeah, that'll be for discussion, you know, as we go forward, what we're going to do, sell them, you know, on the private market, go to the neighbors or however. You know, we don't need to have that decided now.
Any more discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion's carried. Next on the agenda is board appointments. And Chris, you had sent out the resolution.
Yep, I'd sent out the resolution from Brian Maggs, the City of Corning attorney, as far referencing the amendments to the bylaws of the land bank. I think most of us here have been, you know, versed on what's going on. So really, it's just kind of an open for discussion item.
So do I have a maker for the resolution so we can talk about it? I'm sorry. Did I have a maker?
No.
No maker? I can move it, and then if we have a second, we can discuss it. We have a second.
Make the motion.
All right. How about a second? I will second it just for so that we can have a discussion. Any discussion on the amendment to the bylaws?
Hilda, can we kind of explain from the city standpoint the difficulty?
Yes, go ahead.
So the problem that we have here is in our form of government, and the mayor and, you know, Brian Maggs can probably speak to this even better than me, is that these are not things that would go to the council for approval. So if they go before the council, it's kind of non-binding. They don't approve or deny staff appointments. So, you know, when I served on the board, I'm certainly in their chain of command. I report to them. They would have that ability to say whether or not I serve on something. When it comes to staff members, that's something that does not go to them. The department heads are not in their chain of command. They don't report to the council. So we'd be asking the council to do something that they wouldn't grant. They don't have a role in it. And so we thought, when we looked at the bylaws have a process for amendments. The land bank board put that in the bylaws, contemplated amendments by putting that in there. And we think this is a pretty minor technical amendment that would recognize the varying forms of governments throughout Steuben County. So maybe with that said, the mayor could say a few words and then Brian Maggs could explain a little bit more in detail.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, I pretty much echo that.
From our read, the city council does not have the authority under our form of government. To my mind, the amendment to the bylaws that we're requesting offers flexibility across the board. It's not a case where the city of Corning is asking for something and then the board would have to entertain another amendment of the like from another municipality. So we believe that this one benign amendment, gives a maximum flexibility for all the municipalities that the board reaches.
Brian, do you want to elaborate a little bit more on, you know, our form of government, and what you've researched?
Yeah, thank you. I think that the city manager and the mayor really touched on the cornerstones of the way that the city of Corning's government works. When I was asked about this situation and I spoke with a county attorney about it, I tried to suggest for the land bank board's consideration some language that wouldn't disrupt the way that the land bank already does its business with respect to appointments. Obviously, the way that the bylaws are written, the appointments are made by the Steuben County Legislature with assent from the municipal representatives. And I tried to suggest an amendment that leaves open every municipality's potential various ways of assenting to appointments that are made by the county legislature. So I don't know how to say this any differently than I didn't want to suggest that the land bank change the way that it does business, recognizing that the way that the land bank bylaws are written would ask the city of Corning to change the way that it does its business. So I really hope that the land bank thinks about this amendment. I don't think it's proper under the way that the city of Corning does its business to make appointments like this subject to city council approval. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
No questions, but Hilda, I'll just make a comment. I mean, I view this as an internal issue for the city of Corning. I've spoken with the city manager and others. So the appointment of the land bank bylaws, you know, have the governing board of the municipality approving the appointment. It becomes an internal issue when it's the individual considered. If they appointed Mr. Reichman, it appears that from the city of Corning, that an appointment of the city manager would be proper for council, but it seems like the city wants to have a different representative on than the city manager. So to me, it's an internal matter. And
Hilda, if I could speak to that momentarily, I agree with Jack that it's an internal matter. I agree with Jack wholeheartedly. I think the problem is the land bank imposing a process onto us. If it's truly an internal matter, then we should decide that how we would normally decide that within our form of government. Instead, we have the land bank imposing a process into our internal functioning. And so I agree with Jack, it's an internal matter. And I think that this modification to the bylaws would allow each municipality to make those decisions internally based on their form of government.
Any more discussion?
So Hilda, from the county standpoint, we have a lot of department heads that get appointed to outside agencies. A lot of them come in front of the legislature. A lot of them are done by the county manager. So it's a mix of both. I kind of lost interest in this whole process when I heard that Mr. Reichman said that if the county land bank doesn't change their bylaws, that the city of Corning wouldn't participate in the land bank anymore. Given the fact that's refurbished four properties already in the 4 years we've been in business, and we just agreed on doing two more, I think that's pretty bad.
It's unfortunate that you mischaracterize what I said. What I said was that, you know, we wouldn't be able to have a department head serve. You know, certainly I could serve again if you so chose to appoint me, and we would do the same process that we did last time. But please don't misrepresent, you know, what I informed the county manager.
So I guess I have a question. So, you know, in a scenario, and I had a conversation with Chris Brewer recently on this topic, and, you know, I hadn't really, you know, given it too much thought. It was just kind of, you know, just one of those, just one more resolution that goes before the council, and, you know, don't really give, you know, too much thought about it. But, you know, having brought this to our attention and really kind of thinking about it, you know, what happens in a situation where, you know, the council doesn't give permission? You know, we don't have a lot of heated issues here, but, you know, we've the last couple of meetings we've had had a few fireworks. It's been a little interesting, for lack of better words. But, you know, what happens in a situation or a scenario where, you know, you're coming off a contentious issue, and then that land bank resolution is the next one, and you have some councilmen that are ginned up, and they say, you know what, that's a no vote. And, you know, what happens in that situation? I will say, historically, myself, my predecessor, you know, we've sat on many different boards, many different committees, throughout the committee, or throughout the community rather. And, you know, those, you know, the ability to sit on those committees or those boards don't wash through our city council. So I don't know why this one would be any different. You know, whether it's the mayor or the mayor's designee, I don't know, you know, if that really makes a whole lot of difference. Obviously the county legislature has their process and their, you know, appointing powers. I don't know that it's fair to really force that down on the individual municipalities. But again, honestly, until recently, I never really, you know, gave it too much thought. So, you know, I can see it from both sides, but, you know, it's definitely something to think about.
Any more discussion? If not, all in favor of the resolution? And the resolution is the amendment to the bylaws.
Aye. Anyone?
Okay. Anybody opposed?
Aye.
So, anybody's not voting? Or did I miss something?
I heard two.
Tammy and Ray would be the other ones to vote.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I did say I'm opposed.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I'm not real sure I understand this, but I think from what I'm hearing, I would say opposed. I think it'd be pretty difficult to change the bylaws. So I think I would vote opposed.
Anybody else? Who else did not vote?
Everybody voted.
I'm sorry, who? Chris?
Everybody has voted, Hilda.
Okay. And I'm recusing myself since I represent the city of Corning. I'm caught in the middle, kind of. So, looks like the resolution is not going to pass.
Thank you very much.
Anything else on appointments? So Chris, what are the open positions still?
So the next item for the executive session is not needed. We were just thought maybe we would have to discuss that in executive session, but we did not have to.
Okay.
So looks like that's it.
That's it. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you. Thanks for all the.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.